Hi, my name is Deepak Gulati and I work for the developer evangelism team in India. I work as an ISV evangelist, which means I work with Indian independent software vendors in India and help them raise the bar on the quality of their products. And also I make sure that technically they're enabled on the upcoming products on our technology. So that's basically what I do.
So what got you interested in the Hindi aspect of it, or the other localization aspects of doing and working on a computer?
Interesting that you ask, Abhishek. Indian languages are sort of very close to my heart personally, because I used to, it was sort of a hobby to learn languages for me. So I currently know a few Indian languages. So when I learned that Windows does support Indian language, Indian languages rather comprehensively, I got intrigued and got down to finding more. That was about it. Just right. Personal curiosity.
Since when has this been supported in Windows XP?
Windows XP is actually the second generation of operating system which is supporting Indian languages. The Indian language support actually came way back in Windows 2000, where we introduced support for Hindi, Marathi, Konkani, and Tamil. The support was later extended to Punjabi, Gujarati, Telugu, and Canada when Windows XP was released. So it's been around for 4 years, I would say. Why don't you come close and have a look at my screen? I'll show you how it's all done. So we start by going to Control Panel and going to the Regional and Language Options. On this dialog, you'll see a Languages tab, which has a checkbox that says Install Files for Complex Script and Right-to-Left Languages, including Thai. This also includes support for Indian languages. Once this checkbox is checked, you will be prompted to insert the Windows installation disk, which will copy the files over to your computer. You'll be prompted for a restart once, and then you're ready to roll. Once that is done, you can come to Regional or Language Options, visit the Regional Options tab, and you can select Hindi as one of the languages. Now, as you'll see, the currency symbol, the date, etc., are all coming in Hindi already. I can also customize some of the options here. For example, I can go to the date settings here. And let's say I want to change my short date setting to include full Hindi month names. I could do this. Now, when I go to Explorer, you will see that the dates that are here are coming in Hindi already.
Great. Now my dad can read it in Hindi as well. But what if I really want to type something in Hindi and send a message across to my...
The Indian language support, Abhishek, is actually implemented as Unicode. And to type it, you again need to visit Regional or Language Options and install what we call the IMEs, or the Input Method Editors, which will facilitate typing. Now, this is where you add them. You click on this Add button. If you look at this drop-down list, you'll see Hindi as one of the options. Select it, click OK, and you're done. Now, if you pay attention, you will see that on the bottom right-hand corner, you see EN listed. This is what we call a language bar and lists all the IMEs that are available on your system. Now, you'll see that Hindi is also available here. So I can select Hindi from here, and I can start working in it. So an IME actually is on a per application basis. So right now, it's set for Explorer. So I'll press Alt-Shift, which is a key that allows you to cycle through all the IMEs installed. Switch back to English, type Notepad. Now Notepad will have by default English as its language, because that's set to the default language on my machine. I'll again select Hindi, and I can now start typing in Hindi. It's as simple as that.
This seems great. What if my dad really wants to type all this? Does he have to remember some keyboard shortcuts? Does he have to remember the keyboard layout? How do we really go about it?
Yeah, you're right. It's not the same layout as English. So the layout is certainly different for Hindi and all Indian languages. And that is because there are more characters in Indian languages that you can fit on QWERTY keyboard. So half of them are as part of the normal keyboard. The others are available to you when you press Shift. To enable this, we have this neat utility, which is again installed as part of accessibility options under accessories, and this is called the on-screen keyboard. Now, by default, if you see, it's showing you English, but once you give focus to your application and move your mouse over it, you'll see that it's now showing you all the Hindi characters. I can also press Shift and see the remainder, which was not available. So if you need to type my name, you can either click here or you can simply just observe the mapping of the keyboard. And I've been at it for a while, so I've sort of memorized the layout. But initially, you can just use this to get started. Okay, so let's look at a composite character that is Ksha. Okay, now Ksha is actually a combination of Ka and Sha. Sorry. Right. When I delete the space between the two, it became Ksha. So that's being taken care of behind the scenes. Remember, if you save this file, you just see one glyph on the screen. But it's not going to be double bytes. It's going to be actually Ka, Halant, and Sha. Still going to be three characters or six bytes in this case. So that's the sort of complications you have to deal with it. So the B in your nick is typed like this, right? In English, it's all simple. I type H after B, and it appeared after B. I type I after H, and it appeared after H. But that's not necessarily the case with Hindi. So I have Bhair, and let me type the diacritical mark E, small e. And, okay, let's get started with it. So I'll type Bha. Let me switch the languages. Did you see that?
Wow.
Although I typed it after Bha, it came before Bha. So these are sorts that the complex script engine has to take into account. This is what essentially complicates the implementation on the platform, which is why it's taken a while to come, but now the support is fairly robust. I have Arvind selected as my keyboard now, and this is what my name looks like in Tamil. Like I mentioned to you, Tamil again has another character. Let's, for example, take the character Shri. Okay, now this has something similar like Ksha. So Shri can be either typed in one go, but actually, let's look at what happens when I start deleting. Can you see that?
Yeah.
It's actually a combination of characters. So it can either be typed as this, or I can type, and it's changed into the character for Shri. So all Indian languages have issues like these, which have to be taken care of. And I think we've done a rather good job at it in XP.
That's a lot of information. Is it available somewhere online where I can go and ask my father to go and check out the information? And is Microsoft doing really anything to promote this support for Windows XP?
Oh, yes. Microsoft India has a rather holistic view of the entire Indian language computing scenario. So we are not only doing things to promote, we are also doing things to make sure that ISVs are building applications. There is a market for Indian languages. In fact, we recently launched two localized SKUs, which has happened for the first time in the history of Microsoft India. That's Office in Hindi and local language interface pack for Windows XP, which changes your entire user interface to Hindi. So right now what you've seen is basically typing and consuming Indian languages. You haven't really seen user interface in Indian languages, but we've done some good work in that. In fact, I will talk to the colleague who sits in Delhi office, Mr. Ravish Gupta. He's done some phenomenal work in this area. I'm sure he'll be glad to talk to you.